Welcome back to Before Sleep, where we talk about anime, manga, webtoon, and other awesome stories. My name is Manuela, and today I'm gonna be talking to you about Busted or Bominun Paro no. And it's a Korean series that is on Netflix right now, at least internationally. And I love it. It's the perfect mix between a variety show and mystery type of drama. So, yeah. Well, remember that this review might contain spoilers, and that's about it. So, ready? Here we go! Okay, so, Bominun Paro no, literally meaning the culprit is you, is a Korean show that is streamed on Netflix, and as I mentioned, it's a combination of mystery type of story and a variety show. So if you want a good laugh and also like mystery stories with a little bit of suspense into it, you might really like this show as much as I do. Okay, so basically our story is about detectives that are gathered together because the owner of a mansion wanted all of them to meet, and it turns out after a series of events in the first chapter that the owner of this mansion is a person called Kay, and he was the one that started a project called Project D, in which he implanted some chips in certain people to develop the best detectives ever and fight the evil in this world. But something kind of went wrong, and it turns out that the people he inserted the chip on were not as special as he thought, maybe, I think. Anyways, just some stuff started to go wrong and things like that, so he didn't want to do the project, and then now he just gathered all of them in order to put like the project on mood. So basically he just put together a group of detectives in order to solve cases. So the detectives that are in our story and are like the principal characters of our story are the detectives, of course, Kay is referring to. This is pretty much what the series is about. So in each chapter, there are some types of crimes or troubles that our detectives have to solve, and also there is like a general case that is solved throughout the complete season. So there we get the drama, the mystery, and the suspense part of the story. And on the other hand, the characters of the show are like actors and idols that were gathered, and I mean, they even use their real names, just like a variety show would be. And for every case that they have to solve, they have to find clues in order to solve these mysteries. And to obtain these clues, they need to play games and just solve puzzles or complete missions or activities that they are asked to do. So this is the area that the comedy comes into the show. More than looking for a perfect acting, which is of course part of the program as well, we get more of like a lot of improvisations because these people have to deal with the games on the spot when they read the instructions. So the way I see it is like something similar to playing escape room, but turned into a Korean show. Honestly, I think it's an amazing idea, and it seems that it has been doing really well since we already have 3 seasons. And well, as for me, I just found it recently on my Netflix. I don't know if it is because right now season 3 ended, so it's the time where Netflix actually put it internationally. But I know in Korea it's been going on since 2018, and it has done really well. And so now, let's talk about our characters. Which, more than characters, I would say is the personality that each person actually puts on the show. Of course, our protagonists are the detectives, and so there are members of the group that are more silly, others are funnier, others more clumsy, and others more smart and quick. So if you know a bit of Korean entertainment, you might know some of them. First, our most protagonist member is actually Yoo Jae-suk, who is a comedian and host, and just a person from the TV. And here, he is the center of this detective group, like the leader, basically. Then we have Park Min-yeon, a Korean actress that has appeared in a lot of dramas. And here, she is probably the smartest detective of the group, apart from doing like the role of the prettiest lady of the group. And I think it's her first variety show like she actually participates into. Then we have also some idols like Oh Se-hoon, a member of the K-pop group EXO, and Kim Se-jung, a member of various K-pop groups like IOI and Gugdan. So they are basically the youngest members of the group of detectives. And Se-jun is like the most cheerful one and has a good intuition for solving things, as well as kind of like good luck. And Se-hoon can be clumsy, but also he has kind of a good intuition for most of the cases and can be really reliable, especially when he gets into a competitive mode, which also brings comedy to the show. And then we have like An Jae-woo, which is a Korean actor that plays the role of a former detective, and I think is the eldest of the group, adding like a good comedy touch when he refers to his age. And then we have our most silly and kind of slow or not that smart members, who are Lee Kwon-soo, an actor, entertainer and model, who in this variety show, he shows himself as a greedy person, sometimes kind of selfish maybe, and wants also to be acknowledged by the members of the group because they tease him a lot for being like really slow. And then we have Kim Jung-min, a singer and a dancer, and as other actors that I just mentioned now, he has participated in a lot of variety shows. And basically in this show, he's like really kind of like a walking smiley face. He smiles a lot and kind of gives a kind vibe, maybe. And later on in the series, we have the addition of Lee Seung-gi, an actor, singer, entertainer. I mean, he has appeared like in a lot of dramas and TV shows and things like that. And in this variety show, he actually is a little bit clumsy and he's not really good with his intuition, like his intuition is kind of out of sync most of the times, but he really brings into the show a really different and fun type of energy and gets along with all the members, of course, especially with Se-hoon, I would say. Oof. Okay, so of course we get a lot of other Korean super famous and recognizable actors in the show that appear every chapter. But aside from the characters, the story is really good. Like, solving every mission and discovering the criminal for every case is exciting and keeps your attention on the show. And on the other hand, it's really fun and refreshing for most of the chapters and a lot of moments as well. But then it has like this surprise element when it comes to the mystery and suspense. Especially for like some few chapters, they have a lot of suspense into them. I really get scared at some point with some chapters, a little bit. Well, at least for me, it was kind of scary for some chapters. But anyways, so this amazing production was in charge of Netflix with Sansan Company. That is a Korean production company for a lot of entertainment, but they have already made like a lot of variety shows that are also famous, like Running Man. So basically the concept they had was to create like a show where normal people could actually become detectives and solve cases, and they really made it work, like in a super fun way they actually make it work, and I think that's amazing. The production is great, the games they play, the logic of every case and the logistics behind the whole production, I think is really amazing. So you can say that it's kind of a mix because you get, of course, acting and rehearsed parts like a normal drama would be with a script, but then you actually get a lot of improvisation because of the games they need to play on the spot, kind of like the variety show style. So you could say that it's really more complex than a normal variety show, and is maybe not as dramatic as a crime drama. Oh, and I actually forgot to mention, but also the music of the show is really on point. That one of the things that I like about like Korean variety shows or their shows in general tends to be like the music and all these sound effects that they put in. But for this one, I really like the song they have. It's really cool, kind of like an action type of song, maybe. And so it's really great. Actually, they do a great management for the music, and also the effects they have are really great. Like, of course, you can see a lot of things made, like they are pre-made with, like, I don't know, cardboard, and a lot of materials are easily identified, but that's part like of the variety show and the comedy situation. And then of course you have other sceneries that are really well done and atmospheres that are completely well done and produced. So yeah. So to be honest, this was a show that I liked way more than I was expecting it. Like, at first it might seem a little bit dumb, but it really catches the attention of the viewer. It's full of curiosities, fun games, and everything makes sense by the end of every chapter and by the end of every season. So it's really worth watching. And so, this has been everything for today's episode. More than anything, I hope that you enjoyed a lot, and go watch Busted if you haven't, and of course, look forward for this podcast next episode. Thank you so much for listening, and talk to you later. Bye-bye!